Dear brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ, as we continue our stewardship renewal, this weekend we reflect on formation, one of the four pillars of stewardship. All of us had great teachers to form us in our faith. I had a teacher who took extra class, and this special teacher not just gave me some extra class, but encouraged me all through my seminary years by writing notes and letters. You all may have great examples of persons who formed, accompanied in our life, or shown God's mercy and love, maybe parents, teachers, or some others. The readings of the day invite us to reflect on Jesus, our great teacher's mercy and compassion. Second reading from Hebrews presents Jesus as the true high priest of the New Testament and gives us the assurance that our high priest, Jesus, is sympathetic to us because he has shared our human nature. We all know life sometimes represents difficulties. Many obstacles are placed in this track of life. But Jesus, our teacher, helps us to jump over these barriers in order to find meaning and success in life. The gospel of the day is a story of one such person who overcame the difficulties in his life and found victory. The star recipient in the story, the blind beggar Bartimaeus, is the one who overcomes many difficulties and obstacles in his life to obtain the glorious healing from the Lord. What were some of these difficulties? He had to overcome the difficulty of being blamed. Bartimaeus lived at a time when sickness were traced to a life of sinfulness. This blind man lived constantly under the shadow of this difficulty of being blamed. He was blamed that he was blind because he or his ancestors had sinned greatly and was being punished. He was blamed that it was he alone responsible for this pitiable state of being blind and having been reduced to being a beggar. But Jesus' love and mercy helped Bartimaeus to overcome this difficulty of being blamed and finds the light. Are we helping or forming others to overcome their guilt and shame? He had to overcome the difficulty of being depressed and hopeless. It is a pitiful fact, being a beggar, lying pathetically sitting dirty side of the road. The fact of his being blind made things even more worse. Life was highly cruel on him, and the darkness of hopelessness clouded him. But Jesus' love and mercy helped him overcome this obstacle of being depressed and hopeless. Are we helping or forming others, overcoming their pain and sadness of being depressed and hopeless? The blind man had to overcome the difficulty of discouragement. The crowd had become very hostile to blind Bartimaeus, rebuked and shouted at him to be silent. He had felt a ray of hope in Jesus, but the crowd considered him as a botheration and sought to suppress him. But Jesus' love and mercy helped him overcome this difficulty of discouragement and being put down and experience the illumination. Are we helping or affirming others, overcoming the crushing and burdensome factors of discouragement? Jesus, through the blind Bartimaeus, shows us the way to overcome difficulties with an eager longing, a resolute determination, and commendable humility. Is our life blind, surrounded by darkness of many difficulties? The Lord of light, our greatest teacher, is passing by. Let us raise our voices. Let us lift our hearts. Let us jump over the difficulty to be formed by our greatest master, Jesus. The first reading, Prophet Jeremiah foresees the return of the exiles, the remnant of Israel. Among them are young and old, blind and the lame. The prophet invites the remnant of Israel to praise and thank God for their return. As we reflect on formation, today let us also thank all our teachers of Catholic faith. We thank our parishes and dioceses for the opportunities to learn about Jesus and his Catholic Church. Let us thank Jesus, our greatest teacher. Let us ask him to help us to grow in his love and mercy. May formation in our faith assist us to grow in the knowledge of God and his Church. Let us pray for this grace as we continue to take part in this Eucharistic celebration. May the Lord bless all of us in this regard. Amen.